little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Now, don't forget that patients are experts in their own health. And the simple idea of that is, if you've got COPD, you've got diabetes, you don't start from the bottom, like, I'm the doctor and I'll tell you about COPD and the management. You say, well, how bad is your chest today, John? Do you think you need steroids and antibiotics or just the steroids? You know, what's your thought? You know, what? You better come in and see me, we'll have a chat. If he says, well, I'm not sure, doctor, can I come and see you? That's fine. If he says, well, look, this is just the same as I get every November, it normally needs a few days of antibiotics and such, do you turn around and say, look, I'll be the judge of that, mate. Come down and see me and I'll tell you, because I'm the doctor. Or do you say, okay, fair enough, well, why don't we do that? But obviously, if things don't improve or you need to give me a ring and we'll get together face to face. Which is the right answer? Depends on the level of, depends on the patient, on the doctor, on the condition, the past history, and so on. So there isn't an answer for all that, but there is a sophisticated conversation. And you know, this is, I've been having 10-minute conversations with patients for 35 years now, and I love it because it's a challenge and it's good fun, and you know, it's everything's different. It's not all the same of just plug in the consultation model and follow it.
But I think, going back to Jane's point, IMGs, or those who are not socially intelligent, struggle to have small talk and have that discussion with strangers. I think the structure gives them a bit of a benchmark. What do I need to do next? Because I've had a trainee who struggled, who was on the autistic spectrum. And if he didn't follow a certain structure, he struggled. So he was struggling with a free flow of conversation. He needed to know exactly what their ideas were, what's ICE. And no matter what we did to try and make him more comfortable than having a discussion, he wasn't able to.
And I think,
obviously, that's an exception. I think hopefully most GPs will be able to have a...
Well, this is what we're wrestling with, aren't we? We're wrestling against the structured model versus the flexibility. Mm. And part of that is how experienced you are. Mm. Part of it is, as you were saying before, which is my point about always falling down on the same curve, is to practice something like, did you have any thoughts about this? Or what were you thinking? Or people's... Because yesterday this guy was saying, what were your worries? Which is a terrible question to ask a patient. You know, somebody asked me what my worries are, I'll say, well, you know, I'm overdrawn, the kids are... it's about practicing things. And when they don't work, you know they don't work. So you bin them, don't you?
Yeah.
And the thing to do is to just practice ideas, questions 1 week, and then maybe concerns, questions or something the next week. Or expectations is the most difficult one.
And I think this is an example where it's trainees to watch us consult as definitely either joint surgeries or video yourself or whatever, because then they can see how it does work and feedback, you know, pick up phrases. I've had trainees that sit down and they're scribbling things down while you run because that was a really useful phrase, I could see it really worked.
The modeling.
And it helps them apply the soft phraseology to the structure that they've got.
Because
I don't think I'd work to that structure.
Well, we don't.
Doing it so long, it just happens.
And I don't. Yeah. Well, yeah, but that's the difference. It's between being, you know, consciously incompetent, where you realise you're rubbish, to consciously competent, which is where most trainees should be, where it's hard work. You know, and for an IMG to say, when you came down here, what was it you were hoping I'd be able to do to help you, is a difficult phrase. The tone, the intonation is difficult, the language is not easily flowing, and it's easy to get it wrong, especially if you're nervous. That's hard. So consciously competent to where we should be, which is unconsciously competent, where it just comes naturally most of the time.
Mm.
Now, the thing I play about with now with the patients that I know is I don't bother with any of those subtleties now, and I just say, what I need to know is this, tell me the answer, in a joking sort of fashion, because they're almost trained to do that. You know, we can be nice to each other, but let's do the medical bit first and tell me about this. Tell me the answer to this question, because these are the things that are going to help me.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing.